Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
How we react matters most as to whether your kid's going to get kind of stuck in the muck or they'll be able to grow from it.
And the reason I think your book is so important is because you don't know what you need to say until you're in the moment and you don't think it'll ever happen. And then when you're reading it, it's almost too late because you're like, oh, I wish I had known this.
Hey guys, it is Monday and welcome to the CatNet Unfiltered podcast. And this is a special podcast because Nat and I started The Common Parent way back when, because when we had teenagers, we felt way over our head and like no one was talking about it. Toddlers and the younger ones, everyone had all the conversations and there was books. So The Common Parent is a community that we created for members where they can go and listen to amazing experts. Now, because we love our community so much, we wanted to bring over some of the experts so you could hear little snippets of them. We bring you one a Monday. If you're in the membership, you know that you get full access to them and you have a whole bunch of library in there. So if you're new here, go check out thecommonparent.com. And if you're not, you're going to take a listen to some of the experts that join us. Really, it is about taking tools for your toolbox, quick hits, because a lot of us don't have time for a lot of books. And all the experts are so amazing that learning something that's actionable that day is like, the best. So this Monday, we hope you enjoy our expert and just sit back. We know it can be overwhelming. We know it can feel like a lot, but with the experts and the community and us, we all can do this together. Take a listen to our next expert right after this break.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. this Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Making a child success when they have failures. What to say to turn failures into character building moments. And I think that as a parent, it doesn't really come into play until they're teenagers, that you see, you know, there's little mistakes and then there's big mistakes. And your latest book is kind of a playbook for anxious parents everywhere in terms of how we can do these things and what we can say, because so often I think we say the wrong things at the wrong time and that sticks with them rather than the bigger lesson.
That's exactly it. That's the thrust of the whole book, that how we react matters most as to whether your kid's going to get kind of stuck in the muck or they'll be able to grow from it.
And the reason I think your book is so important is because you don't know what you need to say until you're in the moment and you don't think it'll ever happen. And then when you're reading it, it's almost too late because you're like, oh, I wish I had known this in the moment. And the example I can say is one of my children had come across something he shouldn't have seen on YouTube that was obviously adult content in a kid forum. And he was so scared and ashamed to tell me because he thought he was going to be in trouble. And you know, when I knew what to say because I had read about it, and rather than being like, don't ever go on YouTube again, you know, banning it, I was able to know what to say. And I think that that's why your book is so important. What do you right now feel parents are afraid of mistakes? Do you think they're like afraid that their kids are going to mess up so massively and not recover? Like, what is this fear of mistakes as parents?
I think that theoretically, parents are on board and they understand that, yes, mistakes help us learn. It's how we grow. So I think parents are really good with it for other people. And then when it happens in their own home, they're like, oh, but not me, please. It's really scary. And depending on the kind of mistake or setback or whatever it may be that their child is experiencing, they can feel some sense of shame or embarrassment. Like, I can't believe my kiddo is the one who posted this, or the one who got caught drinking early, or the one who got suspended, whatever it might be. So yeah, I really am hoping that we can kind of lift that veil of shame and secrecy and get parents to feel a little bit more comfortable with sort of normal pitfalls of growing up and becoming a young adult.
Are failure and mistakes the same thing?
I love that you asked me that question. So the word failure makes parents itch. They're like, yeah. I don't want to think of it that way. The way that I define it in the book, that it's an experience of failure that leaves a kid feeling detached, incompetent, not accepted, not worthy. So a mistake is...
From who, Michelle? Like, yeah. from who do they feel that from?
So it sort of depends on how you react. Sometimes it's innate. Sometimes a child has they sort of trend that way, where they're hard on themselves. They just come out that way. Sometimes kids are getting that feedback from their parents, and sometimes it's other adults in the community. You know, parents gossip. They engage in spreading information about teenagers. You know, oh, that's the kid who we all know. That's the one, right? So, and then they feel it from their peers. But I think mostly adults.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
So, obviously, we set the stage very early on because our kids make mistakes right off the get-go, or failures or setbacks. When they go to school, and they get grades that aren't matching their peers. And they're maybe getting constant setbacks in school because maybe they're not getting the A's or the four pluses or whatever they're trying to get. What are we teaching them? How are we as a parent teaching them that, you know, because we're like, oh, you failed, you didn't do well, you did this, you've got to work hard, or like they've done something bad or not worked hard. Like, I feel like there's such mixed messages in how we're parenting from what the world is saying to what we're trying to teach them. How do we cut through that so we can teach them, oh, there's tiny, I think as parents, we think big mistakes, right? Like you did post something really bad, but I feel like there's constant mistakes in their lives that we can show them the lessons in. Yes.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So there are examples in the book that range from the dramatic, which I just gave you a few, to the more subtle, where it just can chip away at a kid's confidence over time. Like you said, maybe they're not getting the same grades as their peers and they're putting in the effort. And so that's incredibly discouraging. And that can be sort of a cumulative feeling that trends towards, wow, am I a failure? Am I screwing up here? In a way that I just can't be like my peers. So in that particular circumstance, I think parents need to be very cautious about how kids are labeling themselves or teachers are labeling kids, or you may be, especially where they're putting in effort. There could be a learning difference. There could be, you know, lots of stuff that's happening neurologically as well as behaviorally. There are lots of distractions.
Hormones.
Yes, of course. By the time you go into middle school and you're juggling multiple classes and you're not used to that, and you're developing a social life and you're trying to figure out who you are as a person apart from your parents, it's a lot.
And so, you're getting body hair and all kinds of things you have to deal with that you didn't before.
That's right. So I think we need to reframe our expectations. And my definition of success in the book is not achievement oriented. It's really about developing a sense of community, being able to contribute something of value to your community. That's what makes a kid feel successful. So they may not be a straight A student, but maybe they're contributing in a different way. Maybe they're, you know, their brilliance comes out artistically. Maybe it comes out in some other, you know, fashion. And it's so important to recognize every kid's talent, whether it's showing up academically initially or not.
Now, what are we saying to build their character? Let's just say we have a kid who doesn't make massive mistakes and they are, you know, up until this point, they're 14 and sort of like perfect, which no kid is, but let's just say in your eyes, because I think all of us want to build resilience. How are we highlighting their mistakes as growth rather than failures, rather than whatever that word is that makes them feel bad about it? If you have a kid who isn't massively making mistakes, like what is the verbiage we're saying, and how can we show them it's okay to make these mistakes? Because they may be afraid themselves to make them.
That's right. Yes. We're seeing a big rise in perfectionism and kids are really working hard to hide their mistakes. So there's this concept called impression management, where we're working really hard to make sure that we're making the best possible impression on all of our various audiences, on our friends, on our parents, on our teachers, that sort of thing. I think it's key that we as parents model what it looks like to screw up, even in small ways, like, oh, you know, I was at work and I said something in a meeting that I shouldn't have said, and I'm embarrassed right now, or, you know, even little things. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send that person an email and just say, I'm sorry that I said that about the project you're working on. Here's what I should have said instead. Showing our kids how we handle these minor disturbances is a great way of demonstrating resilience and how we cope. But that said, a lot of times we're not going to know when our kids are making mistakes because they're masking, because they're covering. So I think it's important that we bring our own mistakes out into the light and show them it's okay to talk about these things.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's the harm if they're afraid to make mistakes? Like, what is the harm in them actually hiding, lying, like being so down on themselves if they make one?
I'm so glad you asked this. So you can imagine that there are sort of three paths that a child can walk in life. There's the easy path where they never make mistakes. They're, you know, they never have a friendship breakup. They are, they make every team they try out for. They have a sweet little romance in high school. It's, you know, perfect. It ends amicably. And they get into the first college of their choice. That's the easy path. And then there's the middle path, which is full of lots of discomfort and pain along the way. Hard breakups, friendship drama, not doing well in school sometimes, all of that stuff. And then there's the third path, which is traumatic. That's where a child is experiencing so much pain and discomfort, it's stunting their growth. Most parents want their kid to be on that first path. It sounds ideal, right? Well, who wouldn't want that lovely life for their child? But you think of it sort of like exercise. If you're working out with 1 pound weights every day, you're never getting stronger. And you need to tear and repair muscle to grow. Kids who don't have experience exercising their discomfort a little bit and figuring out how to tear and repair and become emotionally stronger, boy, they head out of the nest and they do not thrive. They often experience a failure to launch. So we want kids to be on that middle path early on so that when they leave your cozy nest, they have developed some really good coping skills.
I wish every parent could actually embrace what you're saying, because I've been having conversations recently where, you know, some of the schools are also to tribute where it's just too cozy, like it's just too protected. And I also say they have to learn to mistake, because a mistake at 8 is way better than a massive mistake at 18, because they never know how to actually tear and repair. Do we encourage, like, I want my kids to go through things that make them learn how to deal with life, but if they don't experience anything more than just little things, are they going to remain on the first path, or is there a way to put them in the second path so that we can make sure they get those experiences? You know, like, I think we're also fearful. We don't want something bad to happen, but we also want them to be able to handle life. Like, so how do we balance if they're not getting it naturally? Do we do it for them?
They're probably going to get it naturally. Life is hard. It really is. And things don't go your way all the time. So parents don't need to manufacture difficult circumstances for their kid. But what I will say is I see a lot of times parents, they're so distressed by their child's even minor discomfort that they placate them way too soon instead of letting them see that they can get comfortable with discomfort. A really common example.
I was going to give us an example.
So yes. Here's one I hear all the time. And I hear this from teachers. What do we say when a parent emails us and says, uh-oh, my kid was placed in this class, but all their friends were placed in a different class. And now do I let my child stay in this class where they don't know anyone and they don't have any friends? Could you just scoot them over into Miss So-and-so's class with their best friend or their group of friends? Because that would make them so much more comfortable and I know they'll learn better. That is a wonderful opportunity for that child to develop some strength to say, okay, I'm going to go into this class where I don't know other kids and know my buddies are in the other class, and I'm going to have to figure out how to smile and say hello and make a new friendship. Wonderful things can come out of that, but it is scary. It is uncomfortable. And those are the times in life that we need to sit back and say, I'm going to watch my kid figure this out.
Oh, you know, I think that so that's a great way for your child to grow. And that is the same feeling they might get if something bad happens and they have to learn how to navigate. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the situation. It's the feeling we're going after, not necessarily the event.
Totally. Yes. We want them to be able to recognize that they bounce, that when something uncomfortable happens to them, they don't shatter. So maybe at first it's going into a classroom where they don't have a friend. And maybe later it's someone says something in a class, you know, they're in high school and someone says something in a class that they know is insensitive, wrong, racist, whatever. And they have the courage to stand up against that because they know I don't break. I can do the hard things because I've gradually increased my exposure to it over time.
This might be hard, but if you have the answer, I'd love to hear it. What are some other situations where you see parents rescuing where it would have been a really great time for growth? Like, because I think all parents can be like, okay.
So, I happen to be really okay with screen time. A lot of parenting people aren't. I'm okay with screens. However, I think there's a time and a place. And I think there are plenty of times where, like, we can placate kids and say, we're going to this restaurant, I'm going to give you this. You know, you can put your earphones in and look at your phone, especially little kids. I'm sort of like, who cares? But as kids get older, I think they need to learn to sit in an environment with people and have adult conversation and be cool with that, even if it's boring. You know, that's sort of the complaint of a kid who has to sit at a table at a restaurant with adults and have a conversation. Well, I don't want to talk about these boring things. Can I just look at my phone or go outside and text my friends? That would be a perfect example of let's stretch that muscle a little bit and get you comfortable with this. Again, that's not condemning parents who say, sometimes I need the phone, but sometimes you don't need it. Sometimes it would be really good to learn to sit there and sit through that.
I mean, I know that was a short snippet, like, you know, not long, but I do want to let you know the value of listening to experts where we curate the experience for you, because topics can feel so overwhelming. And when you get a mom's perspective that we're all concerned about, you know, often experts deep dive into like one topic and we're like, but wait a minute, what can we do right now? And how can we fix this? And can you help us? And that's really what About the Common Parents about is normalizing it and giving you guys quick information. And if you are not someone who can listen to audio all the time, but I think you are because you're listening to this, we email you, we give you quick roundups and always things that are cutting edge. And we just really appreciate all of you being here. I hope you learned something today. And we hope you have a wonderful day or night wherever you may be.